This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, it's quite hilarious. The Democrats have to pay people to lie for them. Like this one teenager that they pay to yell at a camera phone and upload it to social media. Try to make it through this in clip 15.
A lot of people are surprised to learn how productive the Joe Biden presidency has actually been. Okay. Like, unemployment is at a 54-year low. He's created 13 million jobs. Inflation has gone down for, like, the 14th month in a row. He's invested more money than anyone in infrastructure in the last, like, three decades. Did you even know that? He passed the first meaningful gun reform in decades. He's invested more money in climate change than any president ever. Like, $500 billion. There's a lot of misinformation about that one. New leases for oil drilling projects have decreased 97% under Biden compared to Trump.
That's killing the economy, Jack.
This goes on and on and on and on. He's been inclusive. He invests tons of money
in
health care. I mean, compare this to the other guy who's being indicted 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many times on RICO charges. He's been impeached twice. He's got a second defamation lawsuit. He sexually assaults women. I mean, what are we doing? He's trying to keep himself
defamation suit coming?
I hear about Joe Biden. And they're like, Chris, Joe Biden is old. Joe Biden is old. I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care. We don't care. A lot of people are surprised to learn how productive the
Joe Biden presidency is. Wow. Is that the offspring of Patrick Bateman? Look, here's the funny thing. It's a teenage boy. You know, okay. I'm not going to swing low here. But what's funny is, it's like these people can't even read the room. Here's this teenager that gets paid by the DNC. It's public information. In fact, when he tweets, when he puts up these videos on Twitter, there's a community note every time that says this individual is paid for by the DNC. And he's in his car, this teenage boy is in his car, which appears to be a brand new Audi SUV, probably at least a $60,000 car, probably more. And this is the guy telling you, oh, I know all about the economy, I'm a teenage boy. I get paid by the DNC. I drive a fancy Audi. Oh, so relatable. So relatable. And you're telling the struggling American that's struggling to even make a car payment how great Joe Biden is. And you're a teenage boy that has no life experience and looks like the offspring of Patrick Bateman. How great things are. Wow. Nice. Really good stuff. And so here's how great Bidenomics is, though, guys. Just B-roll clip 13. Now, I've seen this coming a mile away. Because this organized retail crime is not going to stop at robbing stores to steal shoes or jewelry or clothes or watches. Eventually, they're going to realize, well, gee, we can steal food, too. And that's what you're seeing on the screen now. A woman loads up a grocery cart full of food and steals it. So get ready for this. You've seen the bum rush at the jewelry stores. You've seen the bum rush at the Nike stores. You've seen the bum rush at the Targets, at the Louis Vuitton. You've seen the bum rush and no punishment. So guess what? They're going to figure it out pretty soon. Well, gee, I can just steal my food too. And they just shut down a Nike store because it got so bad. Nike permanently closes factory store in Democrat-run Portland due to ongoing theft and safety issues. These stories are across the country. So, yeah, get ready for the food retail theft to begin now, folks. Guarantee it. Now, here's a statement from Donald Trump on the State of the Nation in clip 16.
So this battle that we're in is a battle for all of us, that is for history. This is historic. This is a big moment in our country because we're either going to go one way or the other. And if we go the other, we're not going to have a country left. We will fight together. We will win together. And then we will seek justice together. We're going to seek justice together.
Yeah. That's Donald Trump this weekend in South Dakota to a raucous, monstrous crowd. I dare Joe Biden to have one rally. Let's see one Joe Biden rally.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I said in the first hour, I'm going to make a bit of a personal statement here. And I would like to preface this by saying that I never got into the news media or the media at all to talk about myself. I really don't like doing it. And it's just not what I got into media to do. I didn't want to be the story. I don't want to talk about myself. But it goes without saying that for about a week now, I have been all over the news, and I have been a story. And while I'm not going to be commenting on that story per se, there has been such an outreach of support. And I had a conversation with Alex earlier today. And so I want to let you know a little something that's going on and then tell you how you can support me now. Because of the situation we're in here at InfoWars. Now, I am due in court on Tuesday. This has been all over the news, the case. You can read all about it. And because of the situation we're in here at InfoWars, there's basically no money for us to support anything that I do personally outside of hosting the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video. And I am eternally grateful for that. I am extremely grateful that we're still able to do that, even though things are tight around here. But there's no money for travel. There's rarely even money for security or for us to do anything outside of these studios because of what goes on. And so I'm talking to Alex earlier today, and he's asking me about travel and everything for me going to court on Tuesday. And I had to tell him. I was like, well, Alex, yeah, I mean, I don't have a crew. I don't have any security. I don't have the money. The company doesn't have the money. And so I never got into the news media to get rich or make money or be famous or talk about myself. But at this point, if I'm going to grow professionally, I will need support outside of InfoWars. And so with Alex's blessing, we have decided to launch a fundraising account for my personal professional endeavors. And you can support that by going to defendowen.com. We have just launched this. Now, I want to be clear. This is for personal expenses so that if I want to go cover a news story, I can pay for it. Or if I'm going to build a home studio to cover breaking news when it goes live, I can do that. But I have paid the expenses for my travel and my room and lodging for, I guess, about a year or so now. And when Alex said, hey, what do you mean there's no crew going with you? What do you mean there's no security? What do you mean there's no camera crew, nothing? I said, well, I don't have the money. The company doesn't have the money. So he said, well, look, you've got to do a fundraiser. He said, look, I know you don't. You never ask for raises. You never ask for money. You just want to fight tyrants and tell the truth, and speak truth to power. But you got to do this. Or you're really just putting your career and your life in jeopardy. And so I took the sage advice from Alex, and I started a Give, Send, Go fundraiser. And there's been so many people asking how to support, and I just said, look, just pray for us, support InfoWars, and that's going to be enough. But the truth is, I can't get the money for crews. I can't get the money for security. I have to pay for all my travel and all my lodging. And so we've decided to launch this fundraiser. And you can support it at defendowen.com. And so I'm always going to be right here and loyal to InfoWars, just to be perfectly clear. If anybody's thinking this is some way, shape, or form me taking a step out the door, or somehow this is InfoWars announcing that they're going to separate ties or shut things down, that is not what this is about. That is not what this is about. This is about Alex saying, look, if you're going to go professionally, if you're going to be able to cover things and do what you need to do as a journalist, then you've just got to launch a fundraiser. And so we decided to do it, defendowen.com. And again, this is going to go for personal expenses that I have to take up now. If I'm traveling, or if there's a breaking news story, or because here's the thing, there's breaking news all the time. The crew here already works 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day. So I don't like asking the crew at a minute's notice when there's breaking news, hey, let's all go in the studio and get it set up. That usually takes at least three people. And they are already working every day, 10, 12 hours a day. So it's a lot easier if I can build a professional home studio. And if there's breaking news, I can just go live right there, professional sound, professional video, and be able to break news and cover it live. And so if you want to support me in these professional endeavors, go to defendowen.com. And so hopefully the result of this will mean, and people always ask, you know, why aren't you traveling anymore? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, I've been on probation for more than 2 years, and there's a very strict travel probation involved with that, amongst other things. I'll talk more about that next week. And two, we're just at a point, and it's, you know, Alex talks about the bankruptcy stuff here all the time. That's not my story to tell, and I'm sure he'll have some stuff about it next week. But because of that, I can't fund what we do here. So if I want to go cover a hurricane, or I want to go cover an emergency, or I want to go cover a big event, the funds here are just, they're not there. We're basically capped. We can do what we can do here, and we're trying to just maintain that. But if I'm going to get back out there and start covering things and getting on the road again, then I'm going to have to start funding that and doing that myself, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But again, I don't like sticking my hand out and saying, hey, help me out here doing personal, professional stuff. But after speaking with Alex for a couple hours today, and with his grace, we've decided to go ahead and launch this fundraiser, defendowen.com. So again, this is going to be going to helping me in my personal professional endeavors now so that I can expand professionally and continue the journalistic work that I've been doing for almost a decade now in politics. And I'll just say this in closing, obviously there'll be coverage of my court case on Tuesday, and depending on how things go, I might be able to start traveling and covering big breaking events very soon. Now, unfortunately, depending on how things go, I might not be. And I'll just leave it at that. But regardless, your support at defendowen.com is going to become a key factor, if not the factor, in supporting my personal professional work and helping me expand what I do as a journalist outside of InfoWars. Not that I'm separating from InfoWars. That's not what this is about. And I'll go around and I'll still give shout-outs to InfoWars and report for InfoWars and all that stuff. That's great. I intend to do that. But we just can't fund it here anymore. And so that was the conversation that I had with Alex earlier today. And again, I don't like coming on here and saying, oh, I have no money for this stuff and everything else, because I know you're struggling out there too. We're all struggling in Bidenomics. But the truth of the matter is, if I'm going to expand and become bigger in the media and have a bigger media footprint, then I've got to start doing this. And so defendowen.com is the website. This is not me separating from InfoWars. I'm always going to be here. I'm going to stay on this ship. I'm going to continue hosting the War Room, Sunday Night Live, working with Alex, filling in for him, all those things. But in order for me to expand professionally now, I'm going to have to fund it myself. And you can support that by going to defendowen.com. I thank you so much for your support. God bless you. I love you. And let's do the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You know, I just got to say, this audience is such a godsend. I can't even put it into words. And, you know, when I decided to make the pivot professionally from sports to politics, I knew there was only one team I wanted to play for. And I knew there was only one organization where I could do what I wanted to do. And once again, the audience has proved that my instincts were right. And I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. But again, you know, I didn't get into this business to talk about myself. I didn't get into this business to get rich or famous. And I feel so rich because the support of this audience, the support of my friends, the support of my family, the support of this crew, that's what makes me feel rich. And I could have $0 in my bank account and I'd still feel like the richest man on earth thanks to this audience and this crew. I really mean that. So, that's just God is what that is. And that's this audience being the best audience there is. Period. Now, let me get back to doing my job here and hosting the Alex Jones Show. And I will be with you the rest of the night on Sunday Night Live as well with some big guests coming up. But let's get back to the news. And, boy, I mean, I've got more on Joe Biden, and maybe we should pick that up because there are some developments here inside the Democrat Party ahead of 2024 that they're going to have to deal with. And so I already played the juxtaposition of Donald Trump this weekend in South Dakota to massive crowds, Donald Trump in Ames, Iowa, to massive support, and then Joe Biden on the road fumbling, bumbling, forgetting where he is, getting cut off by his own staff, getting no respect in India. But okay, let's get a little wonky here, and let's talk about 2024. Well, let's look at the lack of support Joe Biden has. Joe Biden went live on Twitter and YouTube when he was giving his speech in Vietnam, where they cut him off the mic and they played him out with the music and they gave him the hook. It's kind of like a bad comedian, you know, and just like, hey, you got to give him the hook, get him off the stage. That's Joe Biden, except it's not comedy. And his live broadcast on Twitter peaked at 1,800 views. 1,800. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a certain individual here, a big burly man, who could fart into the wind and get more than that on the live stream. But he's not running for president. Donald Trump is. Donald Trump's videos get millions of views every time. Donald Trump has more people lined up outside of his speech in South Dakota 10 hours before the doors even open than Joe Biden gets on a live stream speaking as the president of the United States in a foreign country. So let's not discount that as an indicating factor of where Joe Biden is at as far as popularity and political support is concerned. But believe me, there are panic buttons being pushed left and right inside the Democrat Party. Senate Democrats are freaking out over Joe Biden's terrible poll numbers. In fact, two-thirds of Democrat voters in a CNN poll would prefer anyone but Joe Biden. The option was Joe Biden or anyone else. 67% said anyone else. So, I mean, that could be the Hamburglar. They would vote for a ham sandwich over Joe Biden. Believe me, with the commentary and backlash that they're still getting from the 2020 election results, and them seeing the popularity of Trump surging, believe me, the low view counts on videos, there's almost no support from Democrat voters is troubling for the Democrats. And they got one more problem, folks. Because here's the thing. It's not that the Democrats don't have a viable candidate for president. They actually have a great candidate, and that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Solid candidate. But they don't want him. Why? Because he's anti-establishment. Because he's anti-big pharma. Because he's anti-military-industrial complex. Because he's his own man that tells the truth as he sees it. The Democrats aren't interested in that. They'd rather have mush-mouth, oatmeal-brains Joe Biden up there fumbling, mumbling, bumbling around, and then they give him the hook on the stage. But what are they going to do? And so now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made statements and announcements alluding that he might be making a third-party run. Now, I'd like to see RFK Jr. team up with Donald Trump. But let's just say that RFK Jr. decides to make a third-party run. Do you realize that that's game over for the Democrats? It's game over, folks. RFK Jr. will take so many votes away from Joe Biden that he has zero chance of winning. Believe me, the Democrats know that. So they've got a rock and a hard place that they find themselves in, don't they? Do they go with RFK Jr.? Well, of course not. They don't want him in there. Do they go with Joe Biden? Well, gee, how can they go with Joe Biden? He's unpopular. So who's up? Well, Gavin Newsom was an option, but he's taking his name out of the hat. Gavin Newsom declares he will not run in 2024 and actually says Kamala Harris is the natural successor. Now, is that a joke? Is he trolling here? By the way, did you see Kamala Harris over the weekend? Guys, go ahead and B-roll me clip 11 here. Oh, no, give me the audio, too. Yeah, go ahead. Hit it with the audio. What is that? That's Kamala Harris gyrating and humping. And we're not even in Willie Brown's office. We're not even on the Montel Williams show. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, is gyrating and dry humping. Classy. That's the successor to Joe Biden, the magic school bus lady. The Venn diagram lady. The bus goes here, the bus goes there, because that's what buses do. What is that? Surely the Democrats aren't thinking about running her. So where are they going to go from here, ladies and gentlemen? Is it going to be Michelle Obama? Are they really going to run Joe Biden again? What's that going to look like a year from now? Do not take this issue inside the Democrat Party lightly, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take it lightly. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the issue of the open borders and the, well, it's ironic, but it's unintentional irony of the Democrats not wanting any illegal immigrants in their cities, but only in Texas, they say now. That's amazing.
Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Wow, we've got a developing act of defiance happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just in case you're unaware of this, the New Mexico governor went full on Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Lenin, Stalin, and said she wants to ban guns, issued a 30-day ban on carrying guns in public in Albuquerque. An open act of defiance happening right now in Albuquerque. Hundreds of gun owners have showed up at a town square in Albuquerque with their guns, open carrying, in a public act of defiance against their tyrannical Democrat governor. It's women, it's children, mothers, fathers. So, wow. I guess that sends a message loud and clear to the old corrupt Democrat tyrant, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And we'll be monitoring this, but as far as I can see, no law enforcement is making arrests. No law enforcement is harassing these people. And so perhaps the law enforcement in Albuquerque has decided they're not going to violate their oath, and they are not going to violate the Second Amendment. You love to see it. More of this, please. Peaceful, open defiance of tyrants that want to destroy the cornerstones of this country, the First and Second Amendment. You want to engage in an act of defiance right now, ladies and gentlemen? Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support these transmissions. Believe me, it's a blessing that we have Harrison Smith on air every morning hosting the American Journal, that the legendary Alex Jones Show is still on 4 hours a day, and that I get a platform 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video hosting the InfoWars War Room. Believe me, it's a blessing, and it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to engage in an act of defiance, just like what we're seeing there in Albuquerque, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And the good news is you don't only support this broadcast and free speech. You support yourself with great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Let me tell you why. I've even got a canister right here, so I'm reading right off the supplement facts. You can check this out at InfoWarsStore.com. I know that I'm getting more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more with just one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the morning. Great way to start your day. Or if you've got kids at home and you don't want them drinking the high fructose corn syrup drinks or the loaded processed sugar drinks that are not healthy for them, fill a pitcher with purified water, put a couple scoops to whatever the best flavor you think is, 2 scoops, 3 scoops, 4 scoops, 5 scoops, whatever you think is the best, stir it up, put that pitcher in the fridge, your kids will love it, and they won't be drinking the toxic drinks that so many kids do, and they'll love it, by the way. And I've got to tell you about the flagship elite product, and that's DNA Force Plus. Again, I start every morning, actually I start every morning with this, I chase DNA Force down with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and then I also like to take DNA Force Plus when I get home from a workout. But this is the elite flagship supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to talk about telomere support? You want to talk about longevity? You want to talk about cellular production? DNA Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Really, there's not much else, if anything else, on the market like it. Other products have tried to enter the market. They charge $500, $600, $700 a pop for products like this. InfoWarsStore.com. You support yourself. You support the broadcast. All right. We've got a wide open border. Now, the Democrats have done something incredible here. It's hard to even wrap your head around this. The Democrats in Chicago and Seattle and Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York City and New Jersey, and the list goes on and on and on. They say, we're a sanctuary city. And this is all in response to Donald Trump trying to stop illegal immigration. And they say, we love illegal immigrants. Bring them all here. It's a sanctuary city. We love illegal immigrants. Well, now there's so many illegal immigrants in these cities, it's overwhelming the cities. The Democrat voters there are ticked off. But they've got a problem. See, they always love to have their cake and eat it too. So now Democrat mayors in these sanctuary cities are saying, we can't handle the illegal immigrants anymore. It's too much. It's Greg Abbott's fault, even though it's obviously their fault. But they can't address the open border issue because that would go directly against Joe Biden. And that would go directly against the White House narrative that the border is secure. So instead, Biden regime mulling a plan to force migrants to remain in Texas using ankle bracelets. So all these Democrat mayors are calling the White House and they're saying, hey, our constituents are pissed. And if you want the Democrat Party to stay in power in these cities and run them into the ground and steal all the money, well, you're going to have to do something about these illegal immigrants. But they can't openly attack the Biden open border because that would be bad for party policy. So instead, the Biden administration has cut a deal with these Democrat mayors and they've said, okay, we're going to make them stay in Texas. And we're going to give them ankle bracelets in case they leave Texas. Are you kidding me? So you can come across the southern border illegally, But if you leave the state of Texas, now you're a criminal? This is Democrat Party politics. No. This is Democrat Party criminality. This is Democrat Party insanity. This isn't politics anymore. And we should stop referring it to, being politics. It's not. It's criminality and it's insanity. That's what it is. This is not politics anymore. But oh my gosh, can you imagine? Oh, but this isn't an agenda to turn Texas blue. Of course not. They're not trying to have all these immigrants show up and then the Democrats give them free money, free housing, free food, free clothes, free education, question free. But all you got to do is stay in Texas and vote Democrat. That's not politics, folks. That's criminality. That's what that is. And between all the money they give to illegal immigrants and all the money they give to Ukraine, where do you fall into this equation? Well, it's Bidenomics, Jack. And that's why more Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck than ever before. Even six-figure earners living paycheck to paycheck. Your grocery bill is higher than it's ever been. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then it's free. Your taxes are higher than they've ever been. Your energy costs, your price at the pump. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then everything is free. And now they're going to spend even more money to make sure they stay in Texas. And so listen to what Curtis Sliwa is saying about this in clip 18.
We're going to bring in the tractor trailers, trucks, cars, vans, wrecks. We're going to block the bridges. We're going to block the highways. This is a war for the soul of our country, our state, and our city. We, the people, are fighting this because our politicians have forsaken us. I will use every measure available that is within the decency and means of nonviolent civil disobedience. Be patient, men and women. We will win this battle.
Now, I want to explain the political significance of this because these are not just conservatives or Republican voters out in the streets complaining about this, folks. These are Democrats. Big-time, major Democrats, city council members, deputy assistant, everything. And they're all saying this is ludicrous, this illegal immigration problem. And they're out on the streets. And you know who's leading the charge to stop it? Republican candidate for mayor Curtis Sliwa. And they're out there on the streets, and they're seeing it. And a lot of them are now putting videos up and making statements saying, gee, I wish I would have voted for Sliwa. He might have done something about this problem. We're going to have more about that on the other side and the latest out of Ukraine. Don't go anywhere.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Streets of New York City now, show you a little scene of what's going on there with the illegal immigrants and a breakdown from a Queens resident, and then we're going to get into the situation in Ukraine and Elon Musk. But first, let's go to the streets of New York, a Queens resident breaking it down in clip 9.
I drive by here every day. These guys party. They're not partying tonight because we're here. I mean, literally, they party, smoking weed, music. It's insane.
He's talking about legal immigrants.
Media doesn't cover it for some reason. They don't cover it. I'm like, are you... What? I feel like I'm in a bizarre world. They don't cover this, and I'm trying to understand why. This is acceptable?
You got to protect the Biden. You got to protect the Biden administration, the Democrats.
This is the normal stuff right here. Scooters on the sidewalk. Now, mind you, this is a school right here. This is just normal stuff. This is the safe stuff. There's other stuff that you would think a major news network would come here to cover
this school.
Right across from the school, huh? What?
They don't cover it. It doesn't happen. They don't cover it.
Right out here where we are.
Wednesday, right here.
And then the school behind that is PS
6:27 in the morning on Wednesday. Look at this. The city put these bike racks just after they opened it for the scooters. This was number of bike racks.
Why did they get the bike?
Now they're showing all the illegal immigrants hanging outside the school. They get free bikes. They give them bike racks to set up so they can make tent cities.
Look at this. This is nice. Is this nice right here? This looks like, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
And we're right outside the elementary school.
This is
the playground right behind you, right?
This is ridiculous. Look at this. Yeah. Look at this.
My daughter goes to school here.
Yeah. The media is what is this? This is what we live in now? This is acceptable? Look at this.
Nothing.
I mean, this is wrong. They should come out here, clip holes, and get rid of this stuff.
It's an elementary
Look
school.
At
an
elementary. I went to that school. Yeah. I went there.
There's their tent cities they got set up right next to the school. Great work there by Frontlines. And so, Rebecca Brannon on the scene. And so, there's two elements to this, actually. And you kind of get a taste of it. There's the element of the illegal immigrants taking over these cities, the illegal immigrants getting better treatment than the citizens. That's one aspect. But there's another less understood aspect that you start to see metastasizing in that video. Locals are saying, they're scratching their heads, they're saying, why isn't this on the news? See, and so now the realization hits. For many, it already has hit. Trump was a big factor in this. The fake news. It's not news. It's not news. I'll tell you. There's about 10% of local news that is actually good at their job and actually reports the real news. And you probably don't even know their politics because they're just reporting the news. So they'll tell you about the illegal immigrants. They'll tell you about Hunter Biden and everything else. They're just that's about 10% of your local news, your local Fox, your local CBS, your local NBC. That's about 10% that are actually doing journalistic work. 90% just spend 3 hours in makeup. They just like the prestige, the air of being on TV and being on the local Fox, CBS, NBC outlet. Yeah, they're big, tough stuff. And they wear their hair up and they got their big fancy suits and studios and they just feel prestigious. And they take their fancy cars to five-star restaurants every night and they get recognized. And all they do is read a teleprompter brought to you by Pfizer. That's all they do. And that's 90% of your local news. Oh. Let's not even get started on the cable news. But see, and I mean, how many in the audience have had this similar experience? I remember having this experience. It happened multiple times. I remember going to Trump rallies in 2015 and 16, and the local news wouldn't even cover them, or they'd say nobody attended them, 30,000 people. I remember being in Ferguson, Missouri, on the ground, covering the Mike Brown riots, and sitting there watching the media lie about the whole thing. And you're just like, what is going on? And you realize it's all fake. And most people in local news are just airheads that read off a teleprompter. Now, again, I want to be clear. There are great journalists out there in local news. There are. But it's about 10%. 90% are airhead teleprompter readers that are just in it for the prestige. That's it. They don't have a clue what's going on. Hell, you break the news to them that there's an illegal immigrant in tent city. They wouldn't even know. Now, moving on. Elon Musk sues California for censorship. More wars for the First Amendment. But let's get into the situation in Ukraine. Zelensky on Starlink gate. Elon Musk committing evil and driven by big ego. No. The Ukrainian regime asked Elon Musk to expand his Starlink technology so that the Ukrainians could attack and kill Russians. And Elon Musk said, I'm not going to be a part of that. Good for him. Good for him. And then they lied about it. And now they're mad at him because he didn't want to facilitate Ukrainians killing Russians in an escalation that might lead to World War III. And in fact, whether you believe the Russian military or not is up to you. But the Russian military came out and said, if Ukraine would have launched that attack, we would have responded with a nuclear weapon. Now, you can believe that or not, but that's what they said. So you could reasonably say Elon Musk might have prevented a nuclear war or even World War III. And Zelensky's pissed about that. Well, what does that tell you about Zelensky? You know who else is pissed about that? Jake Tapper from CNN.
Jake Tapper from CNN. I like world war. I like nuclear war. I'm mad because Elon Musk didn't let Ukraine kill Russians. He didn't want more war. He didn't want more dead. He didn't want to expand this war and have a nuclear war and then we all die. I have a death wish. I'm Jake Tapper. CNN.
Does that pretty much do that? Does that cover that? And they want to give more money to Ukraine. America last. Biden regime to send over $1 billion in new aid to Ukraine. includes $520 million for green energy, so that's just straight-up theft. That's just stealing your money. And an additional $665.5 million, so that's $666 million. I mean, you know, they're really telling you what they like. For security assistance. Security assistance. How about some security assistance for us? No, 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 no. They're going to take away your Second Amendment. And Woody Harrelson, the great American Woody Harrelson. I don't know if there's been a better response, because they tried to set him up, but he's not going to be like one of these punks in Hollywood. So they try to set him up with the Ukraine question, and his response, if not perfect, brilliant, in clip 8.
You know, I'm the kind of guy who just thinks it's abominable when a superpower with all this military might, with no provocation, attacks a country that is, you know, like you know, Iraq. Sorry, Afghan. I'm sorry. Korea. No, sorry, Ukraine. Terrible.
That. I mean, does that say it or what? But you know why that cuts so deep? Is because it exposes the fraud of American liberalism. And it exposes the fraud of Democrat Party foreign policy. And it shows that what is the real Democrat Party foreign policy? It's whatever it needs to be at the time. So if it's George Bush in office, then Democrats are anti-war. But if it's Barack Obama in office, then they'll turn their eye, a blind eye, and say, what war? I don't see any war. There's no war here. Or now with the situation in Ukraine. If George Bush was doing this and funding this and getting involved in this, they'd all hate the war in Ukraine. If it was Donald Trump, they'd all hate the war in Ukraine. But because it's a Democrat Party policy and a liberal war, then they love it. And they can't get enough of it.
And Hank Tapper wants to see millions of people dead.
I mean, that's just brilliant from Woody Harrelson. And it just cuts to the heart of faux American liberal foreign policy that's anti-war. They're not anti-war. They never were. All right. We're going to be coming up with special guests and some big news for InfoWars Sunday Night Live. A couple odds and ends before I let you go here for the Alex Jones Show. Have you seen Mike Lindell's deposition that just went public? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you liked Mike Lindell before, you're going to love him now. Mike Lindell goes off against evil and a-hole lawyers in heated deposition. The story is at InfoWars.com, and you got to watch this, folks. This stuff is just great. And so it's just, this is the new energy. You punk-ass Democrats that think you're going to push us over and turn us into peasants and slaves in a digital corporate world government, you got another thing coming. You got Mike Lindell, who's going to stand up to you and tell it like it is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.